So, welcome back, guys. I got some music in the background. I'm going to turn it down so y'all can hear my message. But I'm going to keep it up in the background because it's been my theme song for today and probably the rest of this week. But today's message is about focusing on, God, the amazing progress you have made since you started off on this bar journey. Like, I don't think you really fully realize how much time and effort and everything you've committed to it. And even if you've not passed or you're afraid of not passing, wherever you are in this bar journey, like, you have made tremendous progress, leaps and bounds above what you think you're doing well or not. And to borrow words from my very best friend that she once got from me, the test does not define you. These practice exams do not define you. They do not determine whether or not you're going to be successful or not. But I promise you, you've been doing the work. You've been doing the work. I'm going to tell you again, you've been doing the work. And if you haven't been doing the work, you've still been doing the work, because it's called Won't He Do It in this song in the background for a reason. He will do it just for you, because God can take the worst victories that you ever had to fight for, work for, and make it something amazing. You're going to do this. And I just need you to recognize progress. You know, we don't give ourselves enough credit. But there are a lot of things that are prepared, as this song says, for your downfall. Okay, this exam and the way you think about this exam and the way you let those negative thoughts clear and surface in your mind, that is what's trying to take you out. Okay, it's not this exam. Nothing formed by man will ever take you out if you believe with faith that God will get you through this. Okay, and the progress that you're making, it has nothing to do with how much time you put in, has nothing to do with how many tears you cry, and everything to do with how much faith you have that there is something happening in the atmosphere for you. So I have to speak with some purpose right here so you can understand and hear this song in the background, because I needed it today. But there are things that God can do for you. And I know I sound real loud, and it's probably a real loud podcast, so just turn your headphones set down a little bit. But you can do this. And I need you to believe that more than you believe all the other negative self-talk, because it's there, okay? It's present. It keeps you from believing in yourself. It keeps you from believing in the God-given right you have to do extremely exceptional, undeniably well, because God is giving you supernatural powers to take on anything the enemy throws at you. And if the enemy is talking to you real loud right now, it's because you're meant to pass the exams, because they can see on the other side of your victory, okay? I'm just letting you know, no matter where you fall on the scale, okay? No matter what that dang test says when you get it back, you have been preparing. Those works, those long nights and early mornings, they meant something, and they mean something right now. Don't you ever forsake the fact that everything that you do has a purpose. It has a divine purpose that you and I cannot understand by ourselves. And if we could understand it, we would be the Almighty, and we are not. So I want you to really take that in. There is progress that you can't even see. Things that you haven't even scratched the surface of, because you're too busy looking at the immediate progress, the immediate gratification of getting a score back that's positive. Give yourself a score. Give yourself that internal motivation that says, you know what? I got 100% for doing what I said I was going to do today. And if you didn't do what you were going to do today, you got tomorrow, the next day, and every day leading up to the bar. Okay? You got time. There was one thing that I needed to hear when I was freaking out about my evidence exam. I'll never forget. I was like going crazy. And my mentor told me to call her mentor. And she said, Nina, you got time. I was like, it's 3 days before the exam. You got time. So just remember, you always got time. And it's not one of those things where you have to worry about whether or not it's going to work out. You have time. You have time to complete this. Okay? This is not something that's only meant for one person. It's meant for you. Okay? God has this set up for you. Just believe in it. Just believe for me. Just believe for me. Okay? Because I believe for you. All right? So I'm just going to keep on telling you, God's got this. This process is not just to mess with you. Don't listen to that negative self-talk and stay focused. Negative self-talk won't win. You got this.